I'll start. This is dictating on Christina Blackburn. 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 B as in boy. Blackburn Christina. CHRISTINA. Date of birth is 1/24/1970. Date of visit is 9/25/25. Please make copy for Kelly Doggett, APRN. Doggett, Doggett, Doggett Kelly, Kelly. APRN. Next, dear Kelly, thank you for sending Christina Blackburn for evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 55-year-old overweight female with a history of asthma. Also has had multiple other medical problems, including migraine and chronic tremors and history of respiratory failure requiring hospitalizations. Period. The patient has been on inhaled bronchodilators, including nebulized albuterol and ipratropium, and also uses a Symbicort inhaler. She was in the hospital approximately a month ago, and was treated for asthmatic bronchitis and respiratory failure, and was on oral antibiotics and steroids, which she has now completed. Period. She is not on any home oxygen. Presently, she has occasional cough and mild wheezing, and does not bring up much sputum. States the mucus is mostly in her chest. She has no fever, chills, night sweats, or hemoptysis. Next paragraph, asthma. Asthma includes history of recurrent asthmatic attacks and bronchitis, history of migraines. She has chronic bronchitis and history for glaucoma and kidney cysts. Surgery includes C-section in 93. Exploratory laparotomy in May of 88, hysterectomy and appendectomy in November 95, right breast biopsy for benign tumors in 87 and 02, left knee repair in 88, lap band gastric stapling for obesity done in 08. And the lap band was removed in 09. She had gastric bypass in 09. She also had a cholecystectomy in October 2010. Small bowel drain in 2011. And C5 discectomy with fusion in 2013, ERCP in 2014, bunion removed in right big toe in 01, tonsillectomy in 97, cardiac cath in 03 and 2012, left shoulder surgery in 2010, left knee replacement in 19, and left breast lumpectomy in 01. Lumbar fusion at L5S1 in 22, and sacroiliac joint fusion in 23, period. Next, habits of patient does not smoke, no alcohol use. Next, allergies, penicillin, aspirin, tetracycline, vancomycin, bee stings, Lyrica, and plastic tape. Next, Medlist, Carafate 1 gram TID, Topiramate 50 milligrams BID, Lamotrigine 25 milligrams, 2 tabs BID, and Rizatriptan 10 milligrams PRN, Trazodone 100 milligrams HS, Amitiza 24 micrograms daily, Clonopin 0.5 milligrams a day, Proverin, Hilotupas, PRN, Nebulized Duonep Solution, TID, PRN, and Symbicortin, Hilo 80 by 4.5 micrograms, BID, two puffs, BID. Next, family history. Mother has history of asthma. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue, tremors, has glaucoma, no cataracts, just shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has vertigo and hoarseness and headaches and sore throat, no urinary frequency, more flank pain. She has abdominal pains, heartburn, constipation, no bleeding, no chest or jaw pain, no calf pain. She has leg swelling, she has no depression or anxiety, no. She has joint pains, muscle stiffness, and easy bruising. And she has headaches, migraines, numbness of the extremities, no blackouts. She has skin rash. Next, physical exam. This is this is an obese, middle-aged, white female with alert, no kid distress, no pallous annulus, clubbing or edema. Blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse 84, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 270, saturation 99. HENT norms, pharynx, pupils reactive, sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thoracomegaly. Chest, decreased breath sounds at the periphery with occasional wheezes. Scattered. Heart sounds are regular, asymptomatic to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, mild varicosities, no calf tenderness. Reflex on 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves, ghostly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number 2 is COPD. And number 3 is obesity with hypoventilation. Number 4 is chronic tremors. Number 5 is chronic migraines. And next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to use Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. Albuterol NEBS with ipratropium TID. And Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Complete PFT was ordered, also suggested to have a polysomnogram to rule out sleep apnea. Advice, come in for a follow-up in 6 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy of a recent labs will be requested and IgE level to be ordered. Thank you. It's Dr. Souza. Copy for Kelly Doggett, D-O-G-G-E-T-T. APRN. Thank you, Dr. Souza.